This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. California is, as you know, a couple of years into the worst drought it's had in a generation or so. This is, for the record, the third driest year out here in the past century. So, California officials have decided to get serious. $500 a day fines for overwatering or having a hose without a nozzle or hosing your driveway off, not sweeping it. Annoying, perhaps, for homeowners. But things were a whole lot worse for California farmers, as Dan Bobkoff reports.
California's drought is costing its agriculture industry $2.2 billion this year, according to UC Davis's Center for Watershed Sciences. Josue Medellin is a researcher.
There will be some pockets of, the deprivation, poverty.
400 square miles of farmland has been fallowed, mostly lower-value crops like alfalfa. Bruce Blodgett heads the San Joaquin Farm Bureau and says that has real ripple effects on employment.
It takes people to, even insure those crops. It takes people to truck those crops to market.
But the impact could be far worse. The reason is farmers in the Central Valley have managed to find another source for 75% of the water they normally get from state and federal reservoirs. They're drilling deep into underground aquifers, pumping out enough water to cover 7,800 square miles, a foot deep.
I'm fortunate enough to have a well for groundwater, but it's caused our electric rates to probably triple.
Thomas Olm's farm in Modesto is getting only half the reservoir water it's usually allocated, so he's relying on his own well to keep his almonds, walnuts, and grapes growing. He says his neighbor just drilled a well, too. All this drilling and pumping is unregulated, and
eventually, of course, you run out of water.
Robert Glennon is the author of Unquenchable, a book about what he calls America's water crisis. He says think of California's groundwater like a giant milkshake glass.
And what California is allowing is a limitless number of straws in the glass. Well, that's a recipe for disaster. It's utterly unsustainable.
And he says, we don't know if this drought will last another year or another 50. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.